This week is Parshas Zacha. So we read for the Kriya from the end of Parshas Kisete for Maftir. And the mitzvah of Parshas Zacha is to remember what Amalek did to us on the way out of Mitzrayim. And if we take a look at the Rambam explains that the mitzvah of remembering Zechiras Amalek is it really a constant mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tzmidis. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah lizkor tamid, to constantly remember what Amalek did to us on the way out of Mitzrayim. That which we read it once a year from the Torah in order to recharge that memory, but something that has to really remain with us throughout the year. We picked the Shabbos before Purim. The Gemara says we marked him Zechira Tasiyah. On Purim itself, we'll be the Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So before the Shabbos before, we read Zechira, we mention the Pasha of Amalek. But the mitzvah really is, the Rambam continues, the Rambam says the mitzvah is that the reading and the hearing about what they did to us should bring to a person a eva, a sinner, a hatred against the people of Amalek. So what did they do to us? What is this mitzvah? After we were in Mitzrayim and the Yidden experienced the Esemakos and the seeing the Yad Hashem in the Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, coming to Kriyas Yamsuf, they were on such a high level of Dveikus with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and then came along Amalek and they wanted to just stop this and break that feeling of closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that which they wanted to fight us and break that feeling of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu should create within a person a feeling of hatred towards them for what they wanted to do to us. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias, the Zechiras Amalek. Does one have to hear every word, or does one have to understand every word? So according to many Paiskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Shem Zalman, even if someone did not hear every word, or every letter, or even if he doesn't understand every word, he's Yitzah. However, everyone agrees that one has to understand the basic idea of what's being said over here in the Psukim. And that's the basic idea, like we just mentioned, remembering that on our way out of Mitzrayim, Amalek came, the first nation, to attack us. One should be mechaven b'shas the kriya, that with this kriya, there be mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras Amalek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.